Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Today's story is another mystery adventure, so this is where you need to listen closely to the clues so that you can figure out what critter this animal is. There's so many different options. How many animals in the world are there? Too many for me to count, but there's only one that will solve this mystery. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful early morning in the forest. See, it was so early in the morning, the sun had not even come up yet. Have you ever woken up before the sun? Wow, yes, me too. And Dre was just waking up. You see, Dre was the first to wake up in the morning, and he would wake up the whole forest with a big sound. You see, he was almost like the alarm clock of the forest. I think many of the creatures wished that there was a snooze button for Dre's loud alarm. You see, Dre had been lost and living in the wild ever since he was a baby. He didn't know exactly where he came from. He had grown to love adventure. He was all by himself as a little baby in the forest. And so he fell in love with adventure because every second of every day was an adventure for a baby like him. You see, he was a bird. There's your first clue. But he was not a bird that looked like the other birds in the forest. You see, he couldn't really fly that well, which made him kind of sad. He always dreamed of being like the other birds that he saw in the forest that could fly, like the crow and the robin and the sparrow. They could all flap their wings and fly, but when he flapped his wings, it mostly just made the leaves dance around his feet. "Attention, everybody, it's time to wake up!" shouted Dre at the top of his lungs.
"Dre, the sun's not even up yet. It's too early," said one of the forest critters.
"Oh, it's never too early to wake up. Look, I can see just a piece of the sun on the horizon. Everybody wake up, it's gonna be a great day." Dre was a very fun critter because he was always very happy. He always knew that today was a day for an adventure, and he never, ever gave up.
Good morning, Dre.
That was Thomas the Toad, who lived in the forest near Dre. He didn't really like waking up that early, but once he was awake, he could never fall back asleep.
What do you have planned today?
Said Thomas. Oh, today is a big day. A big, big day. A day that I've been planning my entire life. Today, I am gonna figure out where I came from and what I am. Said Dre as he puffed out his chest. Thomas the Toad was still very sleepy and just blinked his eyes. Blink, blink.
Oh, well, good luck with that. I'm gonna go eat a bug.
Wait, before you hop away, said Dre, do you have any tips? Like, who should I talk to about this big question of mine? Who's the smartest critter in the forest that you know? Thomas the Toad thought for a second and said,
Oh, you should definitely talk to Chrissy the Crow. She knows everything.
Thomas the Toad croaked and hopped away.
Yes, Chrissy. That's a great idea, said Dre. I've got to go find Chrissy the Crow.
You see, Chrissy the Crow was another bird, but she could fly, which gave her a big advantage. She could fly around, and she knew exactly what was all around this forest. And now Dre had to go find her. As Dre started running around the forest, he was searching everywhere. He was a very, very fast runner and very colorful. You see, most of the other birds in the forest, they all kind of looked the same, but He was very different. He was the biggest of all of the birds that lived in that forest, and pretty colorful. He was red and white and black and orange and yellow and blue and, oh, almost every single color was found on Dre's feathers. And finally, after many running around the forest, he finally found Chrissy. Chrissy! Chrissy, I have a question! Hello, do you hear me up there? Chrissy the crow was soaring above the trees and leaned her head down with one eye and looked down and saw that it was Dre talking, and she swooped down and landed on a branch.
Ah! Ah! What's going on, Dre? What's your big question? Ah!
Well, I'm trying to figure out where I came from, and I thought I'd ask you because you know everything, because you can fly so high. Do you have any idea, one, where I came from and what direction I should start walking?
Yes. I think you should head west. That is where I've seen some other creatures that look like you.
You've seen other birds that look like me?
Not many, but a couple over there,
said Chrissy. As she swooped off to the air, Dre had a new sense of hope. Wait a second. Has Chrissy just given me purpose and a plan and a direction? And, oh, I can't believe it. This day has finally come. Here we go. Dre grabbed all of his things and started walking west. The forest was very large, but towards the west was a very busy road that all the creatures knew to stay far away from. Unless you could fly like Chrissy the Crow, but unfortunately, Dre cannot just fly over this road. He will need to cross the road with the two little legs that are under his big body.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
The sound of the cars racing past him made him dizzy. He knew that he had to cross the road to find where he came from. He took several deep breaths and started pecking the ground to grab a quick snack of some bugs. And friends, we know that we don't cross roads without grown-ups, right? Yes, Dre is on his own little mission, but if we ever want to cross the road, we definitely want a grown-up going ahead of us. Dre took one big gulp of air. One, two, here we go. And just like that, Dre started running as fast as he could across the road. Will he make it to the other side? And what kind of critter is he? He's some kind of bird, and I gotta think through all the clues, and you do too, because this may be the end of this story, but part two will be the one to answer all of our questions. Well, friends, you start thinking about what animal you think Dre is, and we will hope that he makes it to the other side of the road. I will see you on the next adventure of Kids Animal Stories. Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and now we gotta think through those clues. So, Dre, remember, he was the first to wake up in the morning. He was a bird that couldn't fly. Very colorful, bigger than the other birds in the forest. Do you have any ideas who Dre might be? Well, I'm going to keep thinking, and you should too. Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day. And I will see you on our next adventure where we solve this great mystery. Bye!